What's going on, y'all? Thanks so much for tuning in. Hand.
I was doing finger guns.
That's crazy.
I'm talking to you.
What's going on, y'all? Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Big Brain Boys fucking back. Hey, shut the fuck up, man.
What's up, bitches?
Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Big Brain Boys podcast. You know what the fucking drill is, man, all right? Get on the YouTube, okay? Subscribe to it. Get the video if you want the video. Apple, Spotify, wherever else it is that you get your, whatever it is, Stitcher that you use. Someone was like, get it on Google Podcasts. Fuck are you talking about?
Nobody uses that.
No one uses that shit. There was another one. It was like iHeartRadio or something. It's like, they're like, get your podcast on iHeartRadio. Like,
get your podcast on SoundCloud.
Yeah, what? Jesus Christ. Some of you, unbelievable. It's on all the places, okay? Go download it so you can listen to it offline. Listen to it in the truck. Listen to it while you whack off. Do whatever you want to do. Okay, it is yours for your listening and viewing pleasure. Thanks so much. Hope you enjoy the episode. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah. Wah. Cheers, man.
Cheers. Cheers.
One more.
How you doing, dude?
Good, man. How you been?
I'm good, dude. I'm good. You living well?
I'm doing all right, man.
I like this. We're seeing each other like once a month now.
It's way better than it has been.
Yeah, isn't this nice?
We would like only that? See each other on FaceTime once a month.
Yeah.
But this face-to-face is...
This is wholesome.
This is good for my mental health.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think this is bad for both of us.
We do pretty bad shit when we get together.
Yeah, we're fucking terrible for each other.
Yeah, we're degenerates.
Yeah.
Yeah. We make bad decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see how that lasts for fucking each of us in a couple months, but.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm glad you're good. Happy podcast day. I got a few things I want to talk about, man.
Okay. Let's get into it.
Dude, one thing right off the bat, this has been pressing.
Okay.
And this is something that I've been trying. So I've been trying to, as of recent, uh-huh. I've been trying to live more traditional.
Okay.
Right. I've been trying to like cut out the phone and cut out like a lot of the bad stuff. Right. Like I've been trying to live like the generations before us a little mm-hmm. bit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I've been trying to really lock in with that.
I'm into it.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I think that's all a good thing.
All of the stuff.
All the things. Saying? Yeah.
Because it's all, you know what I'm saying? It's like every day it comes up. I'm on my phone. 12-hour a day screen time.
You're on a little screen, then to a medium screen, then on to a big screen later.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to bed on the little screen. Yeah.
Oh, and I screen till I fall asleep.
Yeah, That's right.
And if I don't have the screen, like trying to fall asleep is torture.
No, we're iPad kids. 100%.
100%. So I've been trying to get away from that shit.
Okay.
I've been like, okay, I'm going to fuck. Okay. So I've been trying to do like less phone, less like, you know, whatever like this. And every single day I wake up and I go, I walk and I get coffee, right? That's my fucking routine. And I always have headphones, music, always whatever, like with my phone.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? Like that's overstimulation. I was like, this was just recently. I went out, left my apartment. I was already in the elevator. I realized I forgot my headphones.
Mm.
I was like, I should go back. Then I was like, you know what? No. I was like, don't get, just go. Just keep, be alone in silence on the walk.
Yeah.
Like our older generations.
100%.
And find true, profound connection with nature.
It's crazy, the thought of you going for a walk without headphones. You think it's profound. it's like bro,
but just, hear me out,
just going on a walk with no stimulants.
But hear me out, dude.
Okay,
hear me out.
Yeah,
hear me out.
I'm with you.
Because I was like, let me just go be like, you know, let me find connection.
Yeah,
in the traditional human way.
Yeah,
right. And not be, let me see, let me listen to the birds.
Feel all the senses.
Yes, exactly.
Smell, like, see, hear. Yes,
not be so disconnected to the world. Like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, it was the most people thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. Dude, I love my phone so much.
Yeah, dude, the phone's awesome.
I fucking love my phone.
Yeah.
Dude, it was the worst thing I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Isn't this a new, I don't know if it's a new trend, going outside without, yeah, like, your phone
crazy
or music like
crazy.
Like I've walked the dog a couple times without headphones and I'm just sitting there like like doing like TikTok noises in my head, like
trying to recreate TikToks that you've enjoyed in the past.
Just thinking of funny things. Dogs like trying to play with me. I'm like, I'm in the middle of something.
Nay, nay, before you get a whooping. Nay, nay, before you get a whooping.
Like old vines we used to like.
Yeah. Dude, that's like, and I'm like, I'm walking and I'm just, it's silence. And I'm like, this fucking sucks, dude. Like, phones are amazing. And I'm like hearing people, I'm like, there's people walking behind me and I can like hear them. They're like, oh my god, I hate when he does that. And I'm like, oh my god, man, like, where's my fucking phone?
What's crazy that you bring this up, because I think I'm pretty sure we talked about this an episode or two ago where you were gonna clown me because we were talking about, I think, the Google glasses or like the Apple fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, strap me into that shit 24 hours a day and like let me do it. And you were like, what the fuck, like, what the fuck
is that? What I sounded like?
Yeah. And I
sounded exactly like that?
That was you. And
I do sound like that a lot.
Yeah, and that's kind of what you're describing right now. It's like you want the stimulants 24/7. And yeah, so do I. I'm not saying I'm better than you.
Cap. Go ahead. Flag on the play.
Stop the cap.
Flag on the play. Unnecessary cap.
Meat riding going crazy.
Meat riding going crazy. You said you want to get on the Apple glasses because you want to like... I don't want to put a chip in my fucking head. I just always want music. I want to never have a... I never want to have a thought in my head.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
You're
I'm glad
saying
you said
I
it.
Want to tap into the fucking... you're saying you want to put a chip in your head and put glasses on... And walk around hitting trees so that you can look at Netflix with your eyes. That's what the fuck that shit
Imagine
does.
That, going on a walk and you're just watching Netflix.
That's crazy.
That'd be nuts.
Facts.
But I mean that's coming up. Yeah. That's soon. We're a couple of years away.
But that's the shit that made me realize, man. Like, I mean, I'm not proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's shit that made me realize, like, dude, I'd be so fucked in like a war or something back then. Just to, because you have to just sit there.
You're just waiting.
That's what I'm saying.
You're like looking around.
Like the hardest part about war would not even be like fighting. It'd just be the sitting suffering. There waiting for them to roll up.
You're like in the convoy. You're just like,
come on! Like, can someone? There's a radio already. Like, can someone?
I need some white noise. Like, my ears are going crazy. I got fucking tinnitus. All right. I need something. Yeah. Can you play like the waves crashing?
Can we play the waves? Like I'm baby? Starting to feel nauseous.
I get car sick easily.
The buzzing in my ears makes me sick.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Do you think truly? Because I don't know of any addictions that you have. Do you think you're addicted to your phone?
Yeah.
Like
I can't.
Like if I was to take your phone away.
Bad.
Don't do that.
The question stops there.
Like how many days do you think it would be until
I was starting to lose it?
No, like until you went back to a normal human being before phones.
Oh, like, I think I'm far gone that.
Like, so you could have a phone for phone calls.
Yep.
But yeah, no Instagram, no Snapchat, no TikTok, no nothing. Like, how many days do you think you could last?
How many, until I'd say, hey, I need my phone?
No, until, no, because that's an addiction. That's like, how many days could you fucking.
Would last before dying? Like, what are you saying?
Like, until. You think you didn't need it anymore.
I'll answer this question in a way that it makes sense to me. I've thought about like if I got sent to prison, like I'm handcuffed at fucking tomorrow, I get thrown in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you don't have your phone. You just have to stare at a wall. There is no greater pain to me than that. Than just like if I had to sit in silence with nothing.
That does kind of sound like torture.
But that's the thing is like that, like, it's not like, oh, I'd be bored. I even thought about this too, is that like, remember, so in junior high, I got suspended a whole lot of times. Mm-hmm. And you get an in-school suspension sometimes where you show up to school and then for all 8 hours, you sit in a tiny, it's like
cubicle.
A cubicle. It's like a fucking prison cell.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I look back at that. And I mean, obviously you bring your textbooks or whatever like this. So you have something to like whatever do. But like, I remember just not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back and I'm like, that is crazy that I did that. Like,
Cause I remember. Like same thing, because you weren't allowed to bring your phone in there.
Well, no, this is 7th, 8th grade. I don't think I had an iPhone.
Well, I think even in high school, like you weren't allowed to bring phones with you. Like, I think it had to, like, go with the teacher, like, just outside the class, and if you had to make an emergency, you could make a call.
Right.
But, like, you couldn't, like, sit and play games all day.
No, of course not. No.
iPhone games were so sick back then.
Oh, my God, dude. Back in, like, the iPhone game era, like, like fucking Flappy Bird and shit.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit was bussing.
I remember they, like, you can't... Remember Flappy Bird? They stopped making it, so they're like, if you delete Flappy Bird, so you can't get it back.
There was phones that were like, still has Flappy Bird?
Like, going on eBay for like 10 grand, it's like, this iPhone still has Flappy Bird. Yeah,
that was fucking, and it's the dumbest game ever.
It's like a tweet from like Basking Ball where it's like, don't delete Flappy Bird, you can't get it back. Oh, shit. For those at home that don't know Basking Ball, it's
Basking Ball 1.
Basking Ball 1 on Twitter or X now. That's the greatest account you guys can ever see. Teacher, I don't even know if he's still around.
Teacher said it's half day tomorrow. Don't bring backpacks. Don't delete Flappy Bird. Can't get back.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Dude, that made me realize, like, I really, and that's the thing, like, even just stimulus. Is like I cannot like even for, like I've been trying to fall asleep without my phone too, and I actually thought I was like okay, I've been addicted to my phone since I was an adult. Obviously, and I was like, in high school we had iPhones, but we like kind of had Instagram. It wasn't as big. Like, I wasn't addicted to my phone in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And like junior high, I don't even know if I had an iPhone in junior high. I might have still had like a fucking, I think junior high was still like fucking BlackBerry days.
Fucking slide phones or whatever.
I think so. But I thought, and then I like thought back, oh no, I did have an iPhone in junior high. Cause I remember you could watch YouTube, or maybe it was just iPods. And I was like, okay, how long have I been falling asleep to my phone? And I was like, is it 6 years? And I traced it all the way back, and I've been falling asleep to my phone, like, mm-hmm. not on my phone till I get tired and then putting the phone down, like falling asleep to my phone in my
face. Asleep. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's what I've been doing that since probably the eighth grade.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, like grade 10, yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, and I was like, that's... Oof.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's you gotta, that's a lot of reverse engineering to do to get rid of that.
Yeah, how do you make your brain not want that?
Right.
What I was just thinking, imagine taking a shit without your phone.
That's another horror.
I go into the bathroom, I'll sit, and if I don't have my phone, like if I reach and it's not in my pocket... I get up and go get my phone.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Do you pull your pants back up or do you keep your pants at your ankles?
It depends if anybody's home.
And penguin walk?
I might just like slip right out of them.
And Winnie the Pooh.
And just, sweater. And fucking waddle over and grab my phone.
Grab your phone. That's fucking insanity.
One of the most disgusting sights I think people can ever see is a man with... nothing on below the waist and fully clothed above the waist.
The Winnie the Pooh.
That is,
oh. Yeah, yeah. That's is there a man in a more vulnerable state? Because even fully naked, at least you're almost in like,
you're like slippery.
Yeah, you're like in it, like, you know, cage fighters are in their underwear. Like you're 1 degree away from that. Yeah. So you're at least you're on par. But like if you had a sweater on, like, and no pants, someone could pull you by your sweater.
Imagine jersey,
jersey you, and your asshole is out.
Oh man!
Imagine jerseying somebody with no pants on.
Oh fuck! Like someone, I'm like getting up, Winnie the Poohing to go get my phone. Someone breaks in.
Like you're fucked.
That's it. Like I'm done.
Dude, because have you ever seen someone get jerseyed and they can't get
they're all like hunchback.
They can't get their head back up.
Let go.
Imagine being on the ground with your sphincter to the sky. Oh, and your fucking hoodie over your head.
Holy fuck, that's good.
Oh my good God. Yeah. That's just what I was thinking. I was like, dude, I can't. I need stimulus. And I don't know.
I don't think you're alone in this.
I don't think I am either, but I think I will
the majority of society is like this.
True, but I will say, and I'm not trying to like brag about how like, oh no, I'm more addicted, but like considering what I do for, I don't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I do. This is my job.
Yeah.
I'm on social media always. Like, my screen time is like 12 hours.
Sure, yeah.
Like 11 hours. Like, I'm on my phone all day.
Yeah.
Recording TikToks, replying to comments, looking at TikToks, fucking doing shit on my phone, writing shit. Like, so I think about that. And I'm like, because other people are addicted to their phone. Yeah. But they check it like once an hour at work.
Yeah.
They're doing things like this. I'm on this thing for work.
Yeah. You and sit down and you're like,
yeah,
scrolling, doing shit.
So I'm probably in like the higher percent of
people for sure
that would be addicted to their phone. And considering like I actually like, do you, like, cause I mean, you have you sleep with another person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have do you fall asleep to your phone?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, not anymore. Same thing. I've for a while now, I've been trying to, when I'm like tired, the phone goes away.
Right. But when you get into bed, do you watch your phone?
Yeah,
Put headphones in?
No, I just...
Because Amber's
Yeah.
Really?
I just volume low.
Right.
But I know a lot of people do that, like put the AirPods in.
Well, I remember when I was sleeping when I had a girlfriend, I would just put... I was like, it was awful.
This is
fucking brutal.
Especially like if you didn't have the AirPods and it's like, you fall asleep and it's like choking you.
Fucking awful.
Yeah. No, for me, it's like volume low, scroll TikTok for a bit, and then I'm like, okay, I gotta actually go to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah,
I mean, I have, like, you start dozing off or something, but...
What about Amber? Does she go to bed? Because, like, something, like...
No, her head hits the pillow and she's out.
That's fucking crazy. I know.
It's, what a dream that would be.
Yeah. There's one fucking superpower in the world, and that's the ability to
fall asleep when you want to? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a pipe dream.
Yeah, and I don't know, and I thought I was like, we'll get off this, but I thought I was like, I don't even know if it's worth, like, trying to revert, like, trying to back...
You're in too deep.
Yeah, I'm in too deep. I might as well just like almost live, like try to cater my life to being with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is something I just wrote. I don't even know if we'll keep this in. I don't even know if it's anything fun. Do you know? Have you seen these rage room things?
Mm-hmm.
Rage rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You know them?
Mm-hmm.
This is breeding school shooters. Has to be.
No, I think it's. I think it's supposed to do the opposite. I think you get.
I know, anger. But there's the. I don't think it does.
You think it fuels it?
Yeah. It's like video games. We were like, oh, video games is the release to get it out. It's like, no. Video games is breeding
you
the just fucking
want
violence.
You want the real thing. It's the gateway drug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think these are good for society.
We should do a rage room.
I would love to do a rage room, dude, because I'm responsible enough and I can fucking handle it.
Yeah, no, we're good.
Yes. I'm not going to then take a bat to a fucking homeless guy because I was in a rage room for a fucking time. I know my track record says otherwise.
Yeah, okay. I wonder if they have one in Edmonton.
I would love to fuck up a rage room, dude, but I don't want other people doing them. I only want me to do them.
I see other people doing
them and I get mad.
I wouldn't want to be in the room when you're in the room. I feel like 90% of the rooms you go into in life are rage rooms for you. Like, zero respect for anything in their room. So to actually have you in a room where nothing matters...
is not that different, you're saying? Or is it going to be fucking astronomical?
I don't know, actually. I don't know.
That's what it is, a rage room. Yeah, I do have a temper.
Fuck, that'd be fun though. Just smashing plates and
we should do a Big Brain Boys rage room.
Well, that's what I mean. We just set up the camera in the corner or something, and me and you just fucking go to town on some dishware and TVs and old whatever the fuck else they put in there.
It's funny. You just brought up we're doing that recording as we were loading into the washer and dryer today into your house with the truck. I don't know who said it, but we were like, we should do a podcast in the back of like a truck.
Oh yeah,
like without anything strapped down. And just be rolling around.
Oh my god!
I was like, I know that's not legal to be. I don't think you can't be in there unseated. I mean, I don't know how they would fucking find out.
Like, where would we put the cameras?
The cameras you would have to be. They'd have to be. Locked
I think
in.
We just get.
But we could get like office chairs with wheels on the bottom.
No, and then... I think we just get those headband GoPros. And, you ever see
the one train guy?
Yes. And we're all just rolling around the truck.
Like, that's what I'm saying. To be in a conversation and then just like into the wall. That would be so funny.
So maybe explain the idea to the people. Like,
don't
like cube van.
Tell me. Yeah. So we were loading in a washer dryer today and we were using like a U-Haul type truck for it. And it's just a big open, or not big open, just enclosed box.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, dude, we should do a podcast in there with like chairs with wheels on the bottom while it's driving. And the table has wheels and the whatever, like whatever. And we're just like, we're driving and we're like trying to do a podcast, not addressing the fact that we're
hitting bumps, hitting the side of the fucking walls on turns. Not
addressing the fact that we're in the back of a moving truck right now. I thought that would be so funny.
So loud. Oh my God.
Yeah. I thought that would be hilarious. Oh, dude, I'm sure you've seen this. I don't know. Maybe we'll pull it up. I don't know if we really need anything to pull up for it. I might be able to pull shit up on my phone of like what other rankings have been.
Mm-hmm.
But have you been seeing, it's kind of, I don't know if it's a social media trend as much to say, but like, have you been seeing this, what the worst accent in the world is? And, mm-hmm. and what the best accent in the world is? It's mm-hmm. kind of been like trending recently.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Oh my God. First of all, okay, without even any sort of knowledge or any information, what do you think is the worst accent in the world?
The worst, this is going to be crazy because this is just going to be basically me saying what the accent I hate the most.
Yeah.
I'm going to say French.
The like, oh, kind of thing?
Yeah. I don't like.
Right. You think that's the worst? Because French, I wouldn't say it's mine, but I think French would be, if I pull it up, I bet French is like the best.
A sexy one. Yeah, that's the thing. Girls are like... Well, I don't know. Like,
you just hate the French.
Yeah, that's true.
You are a historian.
I don't know, because like I don't mind Asian accents.
That's not what you told me.
But before we recorded, you were doing some pretty racial shit. And the like Russian accent's always funny. Like
Eastern, Russian accent's funny.
Eastern European,
but is funny. It ugly or sexy?
That's the thing. That's probably considered an ugly accent. I would think.
Yeah.
Honestly, American accent, fuck it. Let's stir the pot a bit.
Well, American has a few ones. Like, there's, like, the Boston South, and then the South. And
Northeastern,
then,
yeah. Californian.
Right.
I don't know. What's the list? Is there, like, one list that's going around, or is there just people?
I don't remember there being one list that was going around. I think it was kind of a... Oh, like, the British one. The British has got to be... British is kind of like American, where there's a bunch of different types. Like, there's, like, the fucking, like, Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like the Scouser shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a Scouser. I don't get knocked out. And I'm like, that's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
But then like a nice, like classy London accent. Like, yeah. That can be sexy.
See, I don't know. For any of it, I don't imagine like a woman talking. I think of just...
Dude, it was funny.
For every voice.
Yeah, like the British accent voted the sexiest accent in the world. Who wants a fucking burger?
What's that video? Where am I supposed to put my weight?
That's like Scottish. But that's, oh, that was one dude. Scottish. I remember one list said Scottish was the sexiest. One list said Scottish was the sexiest.
They're lying.
Get the fuck out of here.
They're lying.
Scottish?
They're lying.
That one's fucking cheeks.
See, and that's the thing. Like, I don't know all like the UK, like Welsh. Like,
imagine sexy Scottish.
I can't even.
Oh, Lassie, you like that, eh? You like it when I put it in there, Lassie? Oh, I swear to God, Lassie, I'm going to fucking
Lassie.
Where the fuck are you meant to put my weight? You've really fucking agitated me.
Shift your weight.
Hey, don't put too much your weight. Where the fuck are you meant to put my weight?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Lassie, you really fuck me good, Lassie.
What's the worst for you?
The worst?
Yeah.
Probably Scottish. Gotta be Scottish. Gotta be that one's just like Scottish is so crazy to me.
Yeah,
like I mean, other than
like can Scottish people whisper? I feel like you only hear them yell.
They go to whisper in your ear. Lottie, the fucking tea is ready. Like the fucking the Scottish man, you know? Which one of you took a fucking shite in the toilet? Didn't flush it?
Disgusting!
Disgusting! Like that one's brutal. I wouldn't say it's the worst for me. To me, the Scottish, it's not the worst. I would say the Scottish would be like that's the craziest to me, where it's like, I'm like, that's crazy. Yeah. But I think best.
So yeah, best accent.
I mean, Australian's nice,
mm-hmm.
but Australian can also get like, you're trying too hard sometimes. Like get the R out of there.
Arner.
Like you know how to fucking say it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Like a nice British, but like the fucking Scouser British is wild.
See, and that's the thing. I want to say like a Spanish speaking, but I don't know, like, I don't know how they speak in Spain compared to like Mexico, but like, I feel like a country that speaks Spanish or like Brazil would probably be up there.
For worst?
No, for best sounding.
For best?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Brazil.
German.
Oh.
Like the fucking words.
That's a bad one. That's a bad one. The German is bad. But like the thick German.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thick German's. Yeah, that's a good.
Eisenbausen. Like he can't do it without sounding like.
Sounding hateful.
Yeah, sounding like the Führer.
The Germans. Drei Gläser. Do you think, actually, I should have even asked this. Do you think if there was a draft for the war now, do you think you'd go?
You going?
I asked you.
Yeah, but I don't want to go if you're not going. It's like a party. You're like texting other people, like, are you going
to
go?
Are you going to go to that war? I heard Jesse's going to be there.
I think I'm going to stay home. Yeah, I was thinking I was going to stay home. Anyway, it sounds lame anyways.
Yeah.
If I got drafted to the war...
Like, they call you up, Trudeau. He says, hey, buddy.
And, like
you what's... You drew the short straw.
Like, there's no, No. I was just going to say, like, what's in it for me, but clearly...
What's in it for me? Like, that's a hilarious response to you getting fucking drafted to the war. What's in it for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you don't go to... I think if you get drafted, you don't go, it's you go to prison.
Yeah, try me. Like, you guys have a war to fight. You're gonna fucking arrest me?
Here's the thing for me. I think I would not go if it was someone else's war. Here's, you know what, actually is one thing. I mean,
so if someone's like invading Canada.
Oh, of course. I'm fucking,
yeah,
I'm out,
yeah,
there.
That's, I'll be fucking, that's different. That's different, I guess.
I will defend,
yeah,
Short Park with my life.
Because yeah, you're like, fuck, they're gonna be here any minute now.
Yeah.
Kind of have to.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to be sitting here fucking.
But if it was like, if Trudeau was like, hey, buddy, we're sending you to fucking Iraq.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, get bent.
And that's the thing. I actually thought about this the other day, about back in the day, a lot of like leaders would come from wars, meaning like they, like that would become a position of power, is if you like made it through a war and became like a whatever general, yeah, or commander,
sure,
you would then become like a leader, politician, whatever like that. That was kind of, you know, seemingly like the case. And like, yeah, even back, like we talked Roman Empire last episode or last pod, it was like, you know, a lot of the leaders were like fucking generals, commanders of the army and shit like that. And they're out there with the fucking swords.
Yeah.
I feel like I could never go to a war that our guy wasn't going to either. Like, I feel
like if
I could,
Trudeau isn't,
yeah, if
on
he's
the
not,
front lines,
like, you got to go too.
Yeah. you know I'm not going. Yeah. It's like I said, like, I'm not going unless you go.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I don't know.
Because there's no way I'm going to be out there and knowing that he is in like a nice office.
His ivory tower back home.
Uh-uh.
You're getting on the fucking lines with us. You don't have to be front lines, but you got to be out,
no,
there.
No, he should be there. Like, yeah, obviously a leader,
boots
politician,
on ground,
whether you like him or not, should be there. They're clearly in a position to be making decisions. So whatever, that's the fucking case it is.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like I could not go to a war that like Trudeau was like, can you be there by Monday? Like, we just really need you to be there by Monday. Like, you fucking come out with me, buddy.
Where's your ass? You're supposed to be helping us.
Yeah, for real.
I was just thinking, and maybe I'm an idiot for this.
Probably.
Yeah, when you get drafted, is that only when someone invades your country?
I don't know, but they got drafted for World War II, and that wasn't an invasion of the U.S.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they sent him over there.
But I think maybe that was maybe getting to the point where it was like, this is about to be invading the fucking world.
Yeah, we got to go do something.
Dude, isn't it crazy that Germany, like, dude.
They tried.
Oh my God, did they ever try.
We can't.
Twice.
Yeah, I sounded way too excited there.
They were so close.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, apologize.
My bad.
Dude, the fact that Germany, like.
And that, like.
They
that,
shouldn't even be allowed to still be around. Like, the fact that
after
World War II...
That was, like, 80 years ago. Or what? Yeah, that was 80...
Yeah, 80 years ago-ish.
Maybe 90 years ago now, whatever.
The 40s.
When it started.
The 40s, yeah.
But
that's World War I is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But World War II... Like, the fact that after they surrendered in World War II, the fact that they were like, all right, just go back to being what you were,
yeah,
is kind of crazy.
That is kind of nuts.
They should be like, you guys are
way out of line. You guys cannot keep doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. That's crazy.
Like the fact, I was even just thinking, like, I was like, oh, fucking Germany's like a pretty big country. And I was like, they still have their country. I was like, yeah. After World War II, they should have had to give that shit up, dude. Someone should have been like, it's like, dude, two DUIs. Give me your keys. Like,
yeah, you're done. You're done.
You're done, dude.
You've been toting the line for too long.
Yeah. You at least get a blow box. Like, you're fucking.
Yeah. I bet you some history nut's going to really lay into us about this, because I'm sure there was some sort of reparations or.
Well, they had to pay.
See, I don't know any of this.
How much do you think you know about U.S. history?
I think I know 5% of U.S. history.
5% of U.S. history?
Yeah.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think you know on the average person for U.S. history?
The average person? No, I'm probably 3, 4.
Four?
You think lower?
I think you're like a 1.
Yeah, probably. But I'm just saying, if you're comparing it to everybody, you know, I'm probably pretty average, but...
What year did Barack Obama receive the Nobel Peace Prize? Oh, fuck.
2009.
You think 2009? That was after he was president. He became president in like 2008.
Yeah, probably 2017, eh?
It wasn't 2017 either.
Quick!
Do you remember? What do you mean quick? Is there a timer?
There's a timer!
Fuck!
2009!
That's 2009? Oh, damn. So he won it while he was president?
I was right!
My fault. Which one of these is known as the Gateway to the West? Okay. Washington Monument, Lincoln Memorial, Gateway Art Statue of Liberty. I mean, gotta be Gateway Arch, right?
No.
Gateway has the gateway in it. Or is that two on the nose?
I think it's Statue of Liberty.
The Gateway to the West. Statue of Liberty? That's on the fucking... That's on the New York.
Yeah, but then I think you're going west.
That's the furthest east you could possibly be is the Statue
Eight
of Liberty.
8 seconds.
Washington Gateway Arch. Boom, baby! Come on! In what year was the New York Stock Exchange founded?
Oh, okay. Easy.
You think easy? So it was the fall of the 30s or something when it was like everything crashed.
Yeah.
What do you think? What year was the New York Stock? 1817, 1882, 1854, 1945. Not 45. No. 8 seconds.
54.
1854? I bet 1882.
Yo.
1882.
Quick.
Damn. 1817?
Damn, stock exchange old as fuck.
Damn, what were they even trading, dude?
Fucking pennies?
Humans?
No. Bleep it out. That's crazy.
In which city was the first practical subway line in the U.S. constructed? Boston, New York, Chicago, or Philly? Got to be New York.
If it's not New York, punch me in the mouth.
Wow, dude. It's Boston?
Boston?
Subway line?
Had the first practical subway line?
You know we can go underground in this motherfucker.
Hey, yo, Tony, you know the subway goes underground?
Tony, go get your fucking shovel, guy. Which U.S. president was the first to appear on television? Abraham, Ronald, Richard, or Franklin D. Roosevelt?
Easy.
Television? When did television start? Like this 80s?
1980?
Yeah.
Television.
It wasn't like the 60s? Was it the 60s?
Yeah. There was like TV shows
like
in the
cable?
50s.
Cable?
Yeah.
No.
Not cable. Antenna. It's Reagan.
I think it's...
on Nixon. Everything, it's Reagan.
Nixon. Roosevelt. Who Roosevelt. Is Franklin D. Roosevelt?
Roosevelt.
It's Roosevelt.
He's a U.S. president.
Thank you. Dude, here's actually one for you. When do you think the U.S. was invented? Or, well, whatever it's called. Started. Founded.
1776.
What?
Like when it was created into the United States of America?
Yeah. What? 1776.
No, 1767.
No.
What is it?
Later than that.
Oh.
1700s?
Yeah, 1776. That was my answer.
That's back in like the magic and pirate days.
What's the answer? Do you know the actual answer?
Later, it's got to be later into the 18s.
So you're just going on a hunch.
Think about.
See, you said no, like you knew it, and now
think about the 1700s.
Yeah, like that cowboys and Indians.
That's Pirates of the Caribbean shit.
Yeah.
I think. Mm-hmm. Cowboys and Indians.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's 1800s.
No, George Washington. 1700s was still George Washington rang the bell in 1840. Whatever.
George Washington was the first president of the U.S.
They're ringing bells.
I think. Was he?
Did you call him George Bush too? Okay, I want you to Google it right now. When was the U.S. founded? Because I think I'm close.
I think you're 100 years off.
You think it's 1876?
I bet it fucking is.
Like cities were built at that time? Like New York City and Boston were like thriving cities?
In 1876?
Yeah.
They were thriving cities in 1876?
Yeah.
There wasn't fucking plumbing for toilets until like 1970.
Okay.
Woodstock was people rolling around in the mud.
Pull it up.
Thriving cities. 1969 was...
Pull it up. I'm done talking to you.
When was the U.S.? Oh.
Crazy.
1776.
July 4th, 1776. The day of independence.
4th of July. I could have given you the number or the date. That's on gang too.
Is that on? That's on you though. That's on you.
That's on me. My fault. Yeah. 1776.
Damn. Eh? Our U.S. fans are going to go nuts that we even question that.
Fuck them.
Hey, congrats, U.S. Hey, independence.
1776. I thought that was back when were killing motherfuckers Canada, and the earth was flat.
Canada, July 1st, 1867.
That's probably what I was thinking of. And that's on everything I love.
Yeah,
buddy.
No, that's all right.
See, that's when humans started being
Mexico's
humans.
Older than Canada?
Yeah, Mexico had pirates and shit.
Damn.
Because remember, there's like the all the ports where the boats would be? Nope. Have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean? I think they go to the Caribbean.
That's crazy. Hey, just for fun, can you pull up the U.S. national debt?
Dude, I bet it's 40 trillion now.
Can we see like a live number?
Yeah, can we add to it? Like how do we fuck with it?
33.68 trillion. How much is this shit grown?
Oh
damn. Wow, this is
what the fuck is this?
This is overstimulating.
I like this.
It's going up by the tens of thousands. Like in a second, it's going up 40, 50K.
You can literally watch it go to a million. Like watch the U.S. national debt rise a million in like a minute.
Yeah. What are we doing? What are we doing to get this down?
Nothing. There's nothing.
It's over, bro.
You're over. You're done. Dude, I would love to be the person like in charge of this. Or like, sorry, I would love to see the person like in charge of this.
Yeah.
And just see them like chain smoking cigarettes. Like, holy fuck.
like this, if I'm honest.
Wrap it up.
This? No. Joe Biden shouldn't be doing anything. This should be on big screen in his office, in the Oval Office.
And
he has to see this like,
yeah,
for like 18 hours a day.
I that's what I'm saying is like, I wonder if Joe Biden right now is like having like a cup of tea and like winding down for the night.
Yeah. He's like walking his dog or something.
Because somebody should be like, hey, have you seen this?
Hey, it's like, it's still going.
What are we doing about this? This is crazy. Isn't that fucking wild?
What's the Canadian national debt at?
Like 500 grand. No, but that's the thing.
It's just a small mortgage.
Is Canada owned by the British?
No, I think we still recognize like the king and the queen and shit though. I don't
think we have
them
on our money. Oh, because we have Canada Day, July 1st.
July 1st when we
became a separate country. But I
no, but that's when we became a country. But we still were dependent on.
On Britain
until 18 whatever that fucking said 1980 something.
Man, fuck the British, hey.
I was just fucking get fucked.
Yeah,
we run this shit now.
But that's the thing, man. The U.S. Because what was the U.S.? There's something about tea, like the Tea Party. They were like dumping tea.
The Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, what was that? Was that when they were like, we don't want the British to be our thing anymore?
Brother, don't get me started.
on the Boston Tea Party.
I don't know a fucking thing about that.
Oh, really? I don't know. I don't, like, what, like, what were they? I think they were like dumping tea into the ocean.
Something tells me the Boston Tea Party had nothing to do with tea. And that's just a hunch.
I think they were dumping tea somewhere.
That's just a hunch.
Oh, you think it's not even like, you think it's like Boston Tea Party? Like that was like a,
it's like Pizzagate.
It was like a, it's a cheeky name for someone where they were like, yeah, someone actually did something crazy.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to call this the Boston Tea Party.
That's exactly what I'm saying, brother.
Which founding father invented bifocal glasses? Oh, this is Benjamin Franklin.
Ben Frank.
Yeah. Ben Frank was kind of that boy, eh?
Ben Frank do be ballin'.
He was him.
He had bifocal glasses. He was doing it all.
Because Ben Franklin, I think, did he invent electricity?
That's what I was going to say.
I think he did.
Is he the one with the kite and the lightning?
What?
Yeah.
The apple on the head?
No.
That was Isaac Newton. That was way, way back.
No.
I think he was Italian. Where was Isaac Newton from? Spain.
Newton. Imagine your last name being Newton.
Dude, I bet he got bullied for that shit even back in the whatever year.
You little Newt.
What's up, Newters? You fucking virgin. I think he was a virgin too. I don't think Isaac Newton got any pussy.
I'm just putting that out there right now. Don't run with it. I'm just putting it out there.
Swear to God, I think that's actually a trivia fact that I know. Watch. It was either him or like Copernicus or something. And is believed to have died a virgin.
Wow.
And he died at like, I think he died at like 30 or like 28 or something.
Well, that's why they didn't give him any time.
Oh, it says, well, I mean, this probably, surely there's no way to know. What year was his shit? Why Isaac Newton died a virgin? I can fucking tell you why. That shit doesn't get you laid, man.
Bro, look at him. He was 26 looking like that.
Yeah.
1653?
No. That can't be true.
The thing is...
No, when like, Reb Smith died, Isaac was 10 years old.
But he's
10 years old.
So 1643 he was born.
Whoa.
Can I tell you something?
See, but that's what I'm saying. What?
And I'm going to be honest with you. Anything before the 1700s didn't actually happen.
No.
That's all made up time.
Yeah, that is. Anything from the Roman Empire to cowboys?
Yeah, like 1776... Before U.S. was a goddamn country, nothing ever happened.
No.
Yeah, like 1643, like you're getting...
See, but this Isaac Newton shit in the 1600s, I think this was still back when, like, you would get killed if you said the earth was round.
Probably.
Because was 1600s, was that, like, they didn't have guns and shit then, did they? No way.
No chance.
They didn't have the kablamawamas, did they?
No chance.
No chance, right? They had, like, wands and shit. There was, like, sorcerers.
There's still witches. There was probably witches dying at the stake then.
That's what I'm saying. Name the founding father who was the leader of the Sons of Liberty.
Well, Sam Adams is a beer. Do you think it's Sam Adams?
Well, there's John Adams
too. I don't know the rest of the names.
Who are the founding fathers? Do you know?
No. No. Who's the four founding fathers?
Fathers.
Who's the four founding fathers?
I'm going to say Bill Clinton.
Rosie O'Donnell. Ben Franklin.
And Tom Brady. I mean, Sam Adams is the only name I know. It has to be.
Yeah.
Boom!
Yeah, that was easy money.
Who was the first president to live in the White House?
Well, John Adams is up there for a second time, but... I'm going to say George W.
You think George Dubs?
Yeah.
It's not George W. That's George Washington. George W. is George W. Bush.
Yeah.
George Washington is a totally different guy.
George W. No, but...
First president to live in the White House?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know. You think Thomas Tommy
Jefferson? J? I think Thomas Jefferson... It might have been Thomas Jefferson that invented electricity.
No, I don't know, man.
John Adams.
You pick.
I only know Washington and Jefferson. Those are the only two I know. Well, I think George Washington was the first president of the world, right?
President of the world. First president? I think so.
Dude, that's if I ever became president or like whatever, prime minister. Dude, I'm putting it up with somebody to sign up in the office.
Yeah, but like, watch it be like the White House wasn't built when he was first. Like, he was probably living somewhere else.
What do you mean?
Go ahead. Go ahead then.
Okay, George Washington the first. Okay, you know what? There's no way it's the first president. Otherwise, the question would not that would not even exist.
Yeah,
Thomas Jefferson.
John Adams.
Fuck! It was John Adams. Former Vice President Aaron Burr was tried for what crime in 1807? Murder, taxation, fraud, or treason?
I mean, treason seems the most likely, but I don't
former
know.
Vice President for treason, buddy? Saying those words is but, fucking treason
but
is what that 1807? Is.
1807? Like, he probably murdered a dude in 1807. Like, I think back
was
then...
Was murder even illegal back then?
Like, I think 1807, like, a guy looks you wrong in the bar and you just shoot him.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's...
But I bet it would be...
Can't be tax evasion. Were they paying taxes back then? Were taxes even real?
I ask myself that question still to this day. Murder. Treason.
Damn.
Fuck. What is treason?
I think it's like...
When you go against like the cool kids or something?
Yeah.
Which president used the phrase, speak softly and carry a big stick?
I'm going Truman.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, Teddy Roosevelt for sure.
He did. Roosevelt has some pretty good fucking quotes. So,
but there's Frankie and Teddy.
But Teddy's the one that always gets quoted because he was always. I don't know, man.
Which one do you want, Truman?
I think Truman. But
I'm gonna go Polk. Rock paper scissors. Rock paper scissors.
Oh, I was going go.
What?
Yeah, I was gonna go 1, 2, 3. Go. Sorry.
Who does that? You go rock paper scissors go.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, you just found out about the game last year, probably.
Yeah. It's pretty new to me. Are we doing my way or your way?
We'll do it the way.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. What are you?
Truman.
Should have went with Teddy Roosevelt, man.
Teddy!
Teddy boy. The Know Nothing Party focused its platform on what issue? The Know Nothing Party? Foreign policy.
The jokes write themselves, folks.
If that's not it and they put that in there,
that's just mean. I think it's gonna be prohibition.
The Know Nothing Party focuses platform on what issue? The options are foreign policy, prohibition, immigration, or women's rights.
The Know Nothing Party.
The Know Nothing.
The party that knows nothing. What was the issue?
The party of it's too fucking cold in here.
It's definitely not foreign policy. Definitely not immigration. I think it's between women's rights and prohibition.
Well, probably prohibition. I know, like,
because they know nothing.
But if they put women's rights in here and it's not the answer, that means someone threw that in there. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be like trolling.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it has to be.
No, I think it's
prohibition.
No, I think the women's rights is in there to get people thinking like that.
That's too advanced. Prohibition. Immigration.
Immigration. Isn't that still an issue today?
Yeah. Remember the Maine was used as an American rally cry at the start of which war?
Who
Spanish American, World War I, World War II, or Korean War? Was what there even, a Korean War?
Like, what even was the Spanish American War?
Well, I think Spaniards came over.
Say it one more time, just for good measure.
I want to say it till I believe it.
You're like looking into the side of my head. I think Spaniards came over. Can I tell you something? I think Spaniards came over. It's like Alex Jones, like, turn the frogs gay.
Holy fuck.
I think the Spaniards came over.
Yeah, but I think.
Yeah.
The Spanish.
Choose that one.
Who?
Remember the Maine.
But that's what I'm saying is who was the like, I think it was the British that came over. Oh, yeah, it was the British. Because who started the U.S.? It was the British, right?
Yeah.
Remember the Maine? Okay. Spanish-American.
Yeah.
Boom!
Boom. Easy money. We might pass this shit.
What were the last two states admitted into the Union?
Definitely Alaska and...
Hawaii and Alaska.
It's got... Alaska has to be one of them. Because didn't we buy it?
It has to be Hawaii and Alaska.
What about Oregon?
Oregon? They've been fucking doing hikes and drinking craft beer there since a long time.
All right. Sorry for bringing it up.
Hawaii and Alaska. It has to be Hawaii and Alaska. Washington, Oregon, or Texas?
Can't be Texas.
But Texas, remember, was Mexican. Remember it said it was Mexican?
But only partially.
No, I think it was all Mexican.
But now you...
Even now to this day. I think it's Hawaii and Alaska. Yep. I mean, I don't even know why I let you get in my ear about that shit.
Why?
The Statue of Liberty was a gift to the U.S. from which country?
France.
Was it?
Yeah, 100%.
How do you know?
Brain.
So this is a U.S. geography test. And I want to find one. I'm hoping this is not like only... I hope it's stuff we can like... just questions we can answer so that people who are listening, they don't... it's not just like visual. Okay. I think I'll body you in this. I think I will dust you in this shit. Which state is the furthest west?
See, I already feel like this is going to be a trick question.
What do you mean a trick question?
Because Alaska has Hawaii, islands...
California, Maine, or Alaska?
I mean, let's go Hawaii.
Obviously.
But Alaska, all the islands go all the way to Russia.
It's Hawaii. It's Alaska.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude, it's Alaska.
Yeah.
Shit, you should have spoke up. Which state has the most water within it?
Michigan or Alaska?
Michigan doesn't have water within it. Michigan has the lake on top, above it.
Yeah, Lake Michigan.
Thank you. The above that.
Water within it? Alaska.
You think Alaska has a bunch of lakes in it and shit?
Yeah.
I think...
Or Michigan.
I think Utah.
Michigan. Not Utah.
Utah? Salt Lake City. Lake. Don't. It has lake in the fucking... I'm going to go with my Utah. Alaska.
Alaska.
Fuck. Which is the largest state by landmass?
Texas.
Alaska. Fucking Christ.
Is this an Alaska quiz?
Fuck, man. Which is the longest river in the U.S.? The Nile.
Mississippi.
Oh, the Nile isn't even in there.
Yeah. Mississippi.
Mississippi River?
Yeah.
Amazon, Missouri. Mississippi. Missouri River. Damn, dude. We are getting slapped up.
Damn.
Which is the easternmost state? Maine, Florida, New York, or New Hampshire?
Maine. No questions. Maine. 100%. Put everything on it.
Florida.
Maine on everything.
You're shipping that, eh? Which is the only state to border just one other state?
Maine.
What?
On everything. On everything.
Whoa. Don't say it like you know it that well, because even if you do, it's not that well, you know that.
Maine.
New Hampshire.
On everything. Like, don't try me with my fucking Maine shit, all right?
Which state is known as the first state? Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York, or Delaware?
Delaware.
The first state?
It's got to be New York. Actually, no, it's got to be Massachusetts.
Why would it be Massachusetts?
I don't know. They had the first subway.
It's New York, the first state. That's where we landed in Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Mountain. Plymouth Island. The immigrants, I think, or the whoever came over, I think, landed in New York. They got off the boat and they were like, where's the fucking Indians, motherfucker?
You watch who you're calling immigrants, okay? New York.
New York for sure.
Yeah.
Delaware. What the fuck even is Delaware? Where is
that? 5 out of 12.
Damn, dude. In which two states is Okefenokee Swamp located? Swamp has got to be Florida and something.
Mississippi and Louisiana.
No, Florida is swamp shit.
No, Louisiana is swamp shit.
Louisiana is also swamp shit, but Mississippi isn't swamp shit. Yeah. Mississippi is fucking inland, like a way inland.
No.
Not way, but it's close.
No.
Mississippi is right above New Orleans, above Louisiana, and...
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It's beside.
It's above Louisiana.
Cap.
I just picked it. I didn't even pick it. I'm fucking... We missed ran out of time, and that was my pick. Florida is swamp shit. Louisiana is also swamp shit, but process of elimination. Well, Mississippi.
I can't even see that answer, man. That's not my fault.
Who first discovered America? Ooh, that's a good one. Who first discovered America?
The only name that's coming to mind right now is Christopher Columbus, but I don't think it's him.
What did he do?
I think he maybe discovered Canada.
Canada?
Yeah, who discovered the U.S.?
George Washington?
No.
Thomas Jefferson?
Nope.
Brian Cranston. Brian.
Jesse, we need to cook. I have no idea. I'm going to say something like Jacques Bonaparte III.
That actually might be someone. I kind of remember someone named Jacques.
Yeah, Jacques Bonaparte. Jacques Cartier. Jacques Cartier.
Yeah. I think it might be. That's something for sure. Yeah. That boy did something. Yeah. Jacques Cartier.
If it's Jacques Cartier, I'm going to go nuts.
And that's on everything I love. Incorrect. Christopher Columbus. Correct is Leif Erikson.
What a fucking dweeb. Everything goes to Christopher Columbus.
So what did Chrissy Columbo do? He's almost certainly not the first explorer to discover the continent. So it goes Norse explorer Leif. Oh, I remember this actually about how like the Scandinavians actually came to the US first, but they didn't stay. I think Christopher Columbus was like the settler.
Cap,
eh? Yeah. Where did the pilgrims land in America? I know this.
Plymouth place.
Pismas?
Plymouth Mace.
What?
Plymouth Mountain.
Plymouth Mountain?
What were you saying before?
I'm asking you what if you know it.
I don't know.
So then take a guess, where did the pilgrims land in America? Hang on.
Long Island.
Long Island?
Yeah.
They got up. You know when the fucking train's coming, guy. Do you know what a pilgrim is?
No.
I think it's like a varmint. Like a, but like for settlers, like I think it's
a little weasel.
I think it's like a dirty word for a settler. Like I think it's like there's settlers and there's pilgrims, you know?
like the settlers brought the pilgrims over?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I think so.
I'm gonna say Delaware. Somewhere in Delaware.
What? Delaware doesn't touch? I don't even know where it touches. But it ain't Delaware, dude. Enough about Delaware. Delaware is fucking ass.
Okay, say your answer.
It's Plymouth Rock. Incorrect. Plymouth Rock. Fuck. Correct. Unknown. What? Okay,
like
fuck, it's Plymouth Rock, dude.
What did Paul Revere shout on his midnight ride in 1775?
Paul Revere? I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I know what it is.
Can I be honest with you?
Okay.
If you told me the name Paul Revere right now, the question is, what did Paul Revere shout on his midnight ride in 1775? And if you said, do you know who Paul Revere is? I'd have been like, he was an actor in the 80s, mm-hmm. I bet. Paul Revere. Does that not sound like an actor?
It does.
I would have said Paul Revere was the lead in Color of Money beside young Tom Cruise.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what it's going to say the incorrect answer is, okay?
Okay.
Incorrect is going to be, the British are coming! And the correct one is going to be like,
something else.
Get out of here!
All of the famous historical quotes were actually just way...
You just made up.
Like,
make a run for it!
Yeah, someone said... he's like, and he shouted, the British are coming. In reality, he was like, get the fuck out of here, dude!
What the fuck is going on?
Jesus Christ! There's so many. Incorrect. The British are coming. Wow. Correct. The regulars are coming, if anything. In brackets, if anything. What? When did the American Civil War end? 1776?
No.
Probably, because that's where
they weren't even a country. They can't have a civil war.
Yeah, but that's probably what the war was about. They were like, we have to become a country.
No. I'm going to go...
1876, then.
Yeah, 18...
Was the Civil War... Did the Civil War had guns, probably, right? Or was that for sure. Was that pirates and shit?
For sure. 1842.
42?
Yep.
Good year. No, that was Jackie Robinson. That was way into the 19th. What year was Jackie Robinson doing his
thing? Isn't he number 42?
Number 42. He's number 42. Yep.
Holy shit. We're losing it.
I'm going to guess 1890.
Good guess.
1865.
Everybody knew that.
Who paid for the Statue of Liberty?
See, now, incorrect is going to say France, because they made it as a gift for the U.S.
Right.
But the correct answer is going to be like, Austria. Unknown.
Right. We don't know where the money actually came from.
We don't know who funded it.
So what do you think?
Get fucked.
Who paid for the Statue of Liberty? I'm just going to go France is the correct. Incorrect is France. Correct is France with some help from New York. Like, get the fuck out of here. What was the deadliest battle in American history? Civil War. No. It's the battle... Gettysburg.
What was D-Day? Wasn't D-Day bad?
That song wasn't on American soil. That was in Normandy. Mm,
but is it American history?
Oh.
I don't know.
No, I'm going to say in U.S., I bet it's.
I'm going to say D-Day. I'm just going to say D-Day. What? I'm just going to say D-Day.
D-Day is... No, I'm making not letting you say that.
Okay.
In America, what was the deadliest battle in history? I bet it's Gettysburg. The battle. I don't know where it was.
In Gettysburg.
No shit. Incorrect was the storming of Normandy. D-Day. So incorrect. The Battle of Antietam? While there were at least 4,400 confirmed deaths on D-Day.
That's crazy.
1862, Battle of Antietam. Oh, that was a battle in the Civil War. Dude, I read actually this, the Battle of Stalingrad, like in when Germany tried to push into the Soviet Union,
mm-hmm.
there was 2.5 million deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Or something, like it was like 2-something million.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
Like, there's crazy numbers that come out of that war.
Like, dead bodies. Yeah. 2 million.
Dead people.
Bodies on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
That's fucking nuts.
I think World War II, honestly, doesn't... I mean, but I'm saying, like...
You can't even comprehend.
You can't even comprehend what that was. That was insane.
Like, when you think of, an arena sold out for, a concert... And that's only like 20,000 people.
All those people died in an afternoon.
And then think of that, whatever, the fucking 10, 20 more times.
Yeah. Who invented the light bulb?
Oh, this is Thomas Edison.
What?
Thomas Edison. No.
Jefferson.
No. Wait, what's Edison's first name?
I have something in my eye.
Are they both named Thomas?
Who?
Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Edison? Edison made the light bulb. Edison made the light bulb. I can't remember his first name.
Thomas.
Is it Thomas?
Jefferson.
No, it wasn't Jefferson.
Are you saying Thomas Edison?
Yeah, I think that's his name.
Invented the light bulb.
Yeah.
Okay, then Thomas Jefferson invented electricity.
No, Ben Franklin invented the electricity.
Ben Franklin is on the $100 bill. There's no way he would have both those.
You can't have both. Okay, incorrect.
Thomas Edison or Ben
Frank. It's unclear, but it wasn't either of the two you probably thought.
Oh, it was Nikola Tesla or some shit, wasn't it? Because he got it stolen from. Wasn't it? Didn't some guy, he stole electricity? The electricity thief?
Humphrey Davy.
I think he stole it from a guy named Nikola Tesla.
Yeah, he was definitely some electricity fucking.
But I think he got it jacked. I think he had an op. And I think Edison yoinked that shit. What happened after Pocahontas met John Smith? What? Pocahontas?
She was real?
I thought that was a movie. Finding Nemo.
Excuse me?
I thought they did a collab. Pocahontas, what was the little blue thing with the big mouth? Nemo? Not Nemo.
No.
The little blue...
I know what it is. I want you to figure
it out. Nemo? Was it a Native American girl that he was friends with?
No, a little Hawaiian girl.
Hawaiian.
Come on.
Nemo.
No. Fuck. That's the fish.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is they.
You're close though. You're on the right track.
Did Pocahontas was with the blue thing?
No. Pocahontas was its own thing.
I know it was its own.
Okay, do you want to know? Do you want to know?
What?
Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo. What did I say?
Nemo.
Nemo.
Nemo and Stitch.
And what was it? Stitch.
Stitch, that little blue bastard.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
Honestly.
If my daughter had that thing as a fucking friend,
honestly,
I'm shooting that thing between the
eyes. I'm going to watch that movie tonight. What a banger.
Was it?
I don't know, but that just brought me back.
Wow. When did the Revolutionary War end?
What's with all these wars, man?
There's a lot of war, hey?
They're having a revolution.
That's what makes you think, maybe war is just in human nature.
Yeah, we just have to get it out of us.
I don't think there will ever be a time where there's not war. It's just too ingrained in, I think the only way there wouldn't be a war is if you, took 100 people that were, good behavior, and you just put them onto a different planet, and you're like, you guys just start from scratch.
No, but I think eventually there would... Yeah, they would just start fighting. Yeah,
I think it's in human nature for eventually someone to be like, dude, your elbow's on my side of the fucking thing. That was big brain shit, dude.
That was a lot. I spent every last brain cell I had.
that's it for fucking big brain shit. I mean, that, I mean, tell me that wasn't big brain shit on the biggest of brains. Words?
The thing is, people are going to see that and think that they're better than us.
And what do you got to say about that?
Hey, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, seriously.
We're fucking, we're cool.
Yeah, we are.
And we're fucking smart, and go fuck yourself.
And you can take that to the bank, yeah, too, ho ass.
Yeah. Stick it where the sun don't shine.
Nice.
Biatch.
And catch that shit on Spotify and Apple and wherever else you...
YouTube,
and
Stitcher, TikTok.
And iHeartRadio. Guys, we love you. I'm Tipsy. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you made it all the way through, I hope we learned some trivia. Fucking whoever... If you guys want... I would love to even just do like trivia segments where we could just do different shit where like people want submit in, because that's so like just fun to realize like how fucking...
Yeah, like not, if there's something, you know, that you know a lot about... Maybe, yeah, send in some questions or like
be or like something,
or
yeah,
be,
yeah,
like, you guys don't know shit about this. Try us.
Yeah, try us.
Because
we can
failed every quiz.
We can fit. No, but we can. Here's the thing about us. We figure it out.
We do. We actually do.
We figured a lot of that shit out.
Yeah.
And that's on gang.
Yeah.
Guys, we love you. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Words. Audi.
Okay. See you next week.
Peace.